Even through the death of Christ, even for us as we trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're dead unto our sins, but made alive into Jesus Christ. And so we come before you tonight, and we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins. We ask, Lord, that you would bring any sins in our hearts and our minds to the forefront of our thoughts, that we might confess those things specifically. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just have your hand upon us to wash us, renew us, set us, Lord, on a path of righteousness. Help us to be obedient to you, because we know we can't do that in and of ourselves. We need the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through our lives. So, Father, we pray that you would hear our prayers tonight. We want to pray especially for each one of these we mentioned by name, those we've added, those we've updated, maybe even unspoken needs that we have on our hearts. We pray and lift all those things to you. We place them at the foot of the cross, and we ask, Lord, for your will to be done in each one of these. We know a part of your will, Lord, is certainly to bring healing where you desire to bring healing there, but ultimately to bring glory to your name through that healing, through those who persevere through suffering. Father, I pray that you would just make your presence known to each one of these. May they find you as their source of strength. May you sustain them with your mighty strong hand. And Father, we just pray for your blessings upon each and every one of these we've mentioned tonight, as well as those unspoken needs we may have on our hearts. Lord, we pray that you would be with our Awana kids tonight, once again, as they are continuing to learn your word, as they're memorizing scriptures. Lord, may it be more than just memorizing the words. May it be a life that's changed by your word. Father, I pray that your word would renew their hearts and their minds. Father, I pray that you will just bless our workers throughout the Awana program. So many that are here tonight as a part of that program. And so, Father, I just pray a special blessing upon those kids and those workers. Be with our youth, Lord, and continue to grow our youth group as we continue to reach out to them. So many youth are influenced by their peers and by so many other things going on in life that sometimes you get pushed to the side. And I pray that would not be the case, Lord, for our youth here, that they would remain faithful to you, they would remain on fire for you. Father, I ask your blessings upon them, your blessings upon our youth leaders, be with Pastor Matt and others. And Father, we just pray that you'll give them wisdom and discernment as they share the gospel with those kids, as they disciple them in their walk, in their faith with you. And so, Lord, we pray for our nation. We pray, Lord, as many are suffering around our nation, we pray, Lord, that you will show mercy and grace to them and use us in whatever way that we can to be that vessel of mercy and grace to them. Father, we ask your blessings upon our nation. Keep us, Lord, focused on you, even when things are straying away from you. And Father, I pray for your will to be done for our nation. Be with all of our missionaries and continue to watch over them and protect them, to place a hedge of protection about them. So many needs that each one of them have. But Lord, we know that many of them are praying for open doors of opportunity to share the gospel in many different ways. We pray for their families. We pray for their children as they transition through times in other countries. And Father, we just pray for your blessings upon all of those missionaries. Lord, we pray for you to lead us and guide us tonight as we come to the book of Jeremiah, beginning this new study. Father, I pray that your word would be made powerful and alive to us. I pray that it will speak to us. The word in Jeremiah, even though it's in the Old Testament, may it be relevant to our hearts and to our lives today where we are. And Father, I pray that we will be able to understand some things, to glean some things, to apply some things from this passage in Jeremiah chapter 1 and throughout the rest of this book as we continue this study on Wednesday nights in Jeremiah. So bless us tonight, Lord, as we come to your word. May your word be powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. May you use it, Lord, to pierce our hearts. May you use it to direct our paths. And Father, I pray that you would use it to renew our hearts and our minds. We ask your blessings on this time together. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, if you've got those prayer requests, you can still do that there on Facebook. We'll try to catch that at the very end to make sure if there's any additions.